book will be continuing in Shaar Avodas Elokim, Shaar HaShlishi, the third Shaar. We've done the fourth Perek, right? And this print should be Daf Kuf Samach Beis. Ach there is Anshe HaTorah Baminosam VeKabbalas Avodas Hashem Yisborach and El Eser Madregis. How the opinions of people in their belief, the levels of their belief, and how they are in acceptance of Avodas Hashem. To what extent is their acceptance in Avodas Hashem? This is divided in 10 levels. There's 10 madregas, 10 steps. Chilosam, the first step, the lowest steps, Anoshim people Nosso Oysam Asichlus, which the stupidity is carrying them. Stupidity is their carrier. Gam, in addition to their stupidity, Goyver Atave Saleim, the strength of the tithes, of the temptations, is on them, and the temptations is causing Limois Betoira, to despise Toira, to despise discipline. Bechoshu Oysoi, and they consider Torah and discipline kaminhogim, just like conduct shemanhigim bam for umois, just like all the nations have all kind of religions. Bekachukim, just like laws and statutes shemanhigim by exilim, who are being running their lives with. In other words, unfortunately today, when you see a person who considers Torah and religion nothing more than lahavdil any other religions, symbolic acts and I would say exotic acts, just like if he wants to easy-heartedly, light-heartedly, he wants to ignore Torah, he will compare any of our mitzvahs, which is a chok, which is a statue, lahavdil for like any kind of an exotic minhag from any other religion, like any cult.
Ritual.
And they will consider Shonigam Vaksilak as any other fools. Mitne Goyder Atavo, why, what's the reason to this? Mitne Goyder Atavo, because the strength of their temptations, Al Sichlam, over and above the intellect, for Oivi Tivam, and the thickness of the nature, the thickness of the physics. The Enem Noch Nosen Tachos Ala Torah, therefore they don't want to go in underneath the yoke of Torah. Vloinim Shochim, they're also not being pulled with the ropes of intellect. Sometimes Torah is so beautiful and so intellectually convincing, it should pull a man just with ropes. You're down, deep down in the dumps, and you're depressed, and you're ineffective, unvaluable, and he's come, he wants to hear a nice lecture, wants to hear a beautiful thing. And that should be the first thing. You should be pulled out of your dumps. You should be pulled out of it. With what? He says it's a voice of Satsecher, with a chain of intelligence. But they can't let himself pulled out because they are so sunk in the mud of Tibus. In the mud. Just I would say, is a car who got stuck in the mud. And it gets deeper, deeper, deeper into the mud. It's all sinking in. And then You chain them with a chain, and the chain is supposed to pull it out. But sometimes the chain just cannot do the work. It snaps. Either it snaps, either it's powerless. The energy is powerless to pull them out. Now why? Because it depends. The deeper you are into the mud, the harder it is to bring you out. So that's what the Baal Chodesh always considers. Somebody is betovam. Somebody is sunk in taiva, in nature. With the natural life, with the physical life, it is so deep in. And what is the chain? What is the energy? That they have a voice of seichel, with the chain of seichel of intellect. Intellect is very powerful, and therefore you could see so many times a person is into tavis olam hazeh, and he comes to a drosha, comes to a shiur, comes to learning, and it's so beautiful, it's so convincing, and he will shake with his head, he will enjoy very much, and see all you have to do is just hang on. Clinking, to, you know, hold on to this chain, and once you hold on to the chain, boom, it's going to pull you out from all your physics, from all your troubles, from all your gashmias, materialism. And you say, here it is, but they can't. Why wouldn't it work? The answer is because there's so much sunk in. Because the mare is clinking into hefkerus. Hefkerus, carelessness. How would you? I never find a proper word for hefker in English. How would you translate the word hefker? Avdeh b'hefker nichalei, a slave. For him, it's pleasures to be hefker, to have no all, to have no yoke. No? I could also show it with a hand. How you sit into the tape. What's hefker?
Freedom.
Hefker is not freedom, really. Freedom is freedom. Chelus is freedom.
Freedom has too good of a...
How does he translate the word?
He calls it uncontrolled license.
License, yeah. Hefkerus means uncontrolled. Not to be... Anti-establishment, let's call it in modern language. They're an anti-establishment. You know, when people almost love to demonstrate anti-establishment, this is a hippie-yippie movement, it's called total hefkerus. Nobody and nothing in the world will tell me what to do. Free. It means total, and that has a certain flag, hefkerus has a flag. Okay? Freedom is chelus. But what is the flag if you want to demonstrate freedom? You demonstrate by being anti, being a revolutionary. And that's what's called the flag of this is hefkerus, anti-establishment. And you enjoy the fact to prove the anti-ness. And this is what the man is, Mitzvah Shem Chfeitzim Behefker. Now, establishment, what is the word establishment? That was not necessarily from people. Anything which is an established fact, outside of you control, that's called establishment. Anything which controls and monitors your life. It's called there's an established fact over and above you. Now, obviously, Torah is an establishment. Torah has been established by the Creator. And you find yourself being a Jew, you find yourself being in an establishment which controls every second of your life. It tells you in every given detail what you have to do, when you have to do, how you have to do. You're part of an establishment which has been established not by people, but by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And hefkerus means you want to get out of it, of the yoke of Torah. You want to get out of the yoke of this established fact. It's called hefkerus. Like the Chacham considered and said, called these people as lo yachpoitz ksim betvuno. This fool does not want wisdom. Kim is galus libo, he wants to go with his free heart, whatever his heart dictates him. Okay? He says, beautiful, Shlomo Melech says, liyach poitz ksil besvuna. Now, a person, there are people, where they say, of course I want to be wise, of course I want to be smart. It depends what price I have to pay for it, but if you give me, why not? Suppose there would have been today, you know, today you have this computers, and you buy a finished program, finished disk. You know, you got to finish this, I call it the red apple disk, and you put it into your computer, all of a sudden you get loaded, you're smart, you could run a whole business with it, whatever. So for little money, just put them in. Imagine there would have been such a disk, you could buy and just plug it into your head, and all of a sudden become knowledgeable. Now, who wouldn't want to go for that? Shlomo says, no, you wouldn't want to go. He says, L'yach poitz ksil b'svuno. This fool does not want to know. Doesn't want to be smart, doesn't want to be knowledgeable. It's not shat, we are lazy to become knowledgeable. It's a gift. If you have it, you would love it, but you're not ready to work for it. Most of us, we think we want sooner, we want to be knowledgeable, but you know, you're not ready to pay the price for it. You have to work hard, so therefore we don't go for that. Shlomo Melech says, no. If you're a ksil, if you're a fool, actually you are a declared fool. You have a flag of foolishness. Because as long as you're a fool, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. You don't want to have guilt conscience. This fool does not want svuna. If I should come and offer it to him and put him into his head overnight, he's going to become smart. He says, please take it away from me. Kim bizgalus libo, he wants to go lightheadedly with his heart. He wants to have a free ride. So this is the lowest level of people. Madrega Shemis, the second level, which is above the first one, is an ocean people. Lo who are not capable of just to throw away from them the signs. They can't deny the proofs which has been shown through the Nevim, the prophets. Obviously, he had prophets, Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on. and they've shown big miracles, and they obviously they can't just deny it. Mipne Pirsumam, it's so popular that everyone knows it. Eloshen is tapku, but mitas tatoira. But they are questioning the truthness of the Torah. They are close to the previous ones who totally deny Torah. And they consider, see, the Torah tells us stories, it says, it says, the second level of people said they can't deny these facts. As you see today, Christianity, Lahavdu, they don't deny the facts of the Torah. They don't deny it. Why don't you deny Christianity? You ever thought of it? Why Christianity? Why Islam? He's not denying any of those beautiful stories in the Torah. Why? It could be Pirsumam. Because of the popularity, which has been documented historically by all people, so it's not logical to deny. But still, the question, the myth of Torah, you should stop committed about the truth of Torah, because there was such a story of Kriyas Yamsuf, Mamat, Arsina, Tzias, Mitzrayim, 40 years in the Midbar. Because of that, I have to accept that everything he says in the Torah is true, that I have to keep Shabbos, Yimuchal, Shabbos, Moshimus, no. And therefore, Amr Dvorim Krayv Ledaz, they will say things which are close to the previous Mishik Dam Lezichu Shalim Rotsal Oyrsas Biyoysam. The whole religion, the Torah, is not the absolute God-made religion for the sake of Hashem, the sake of God, which is the sake of running the world. Rather, Shalkim Rotsal Oyrsas Biyoysam Derech, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to lead and to teach his people a way of living. Shishukam Bayinyana Boylam Azeh. It's a Torah. The whole purpose of religion is for man's improvement, for self-improvement, for the world improvement. The religion is nothing like we have civil laws in our municipalities, in our country. You have laws, you have speeding laws. Now, why was a speeding law made? Is anyone would consider if you go above 55, you are violating all the principles of creation, you're making kapgam in all the elements and all the worlds, and you're affecting Shechinta begalisa, Shechina in Golos? No. You saw the whole purpose of this law is to save your life. People will speed recklessly on the highway, you're gonna have much higher fatality on the highway. So the whole reason has been made for your benefit. But you will not call it as a religious law. So for these people, yes, we know many of these people, yeah, they are to a certain extent semi religious. They take those mitzvahs which is improving man, of course, the Ten Commandments, which most of them, yeah, but even God, why not? Keep Shabbos, well, you have need one day arrest with your family, you have to be with your family, of course, you have to conduct them, since it's made for you and your family, you have to have rest. So go to the beach with your family, go to the movie, and so on and so on. Those all are ways for people how to live a nicer life. That's the meaning of Torah. But to say that the same mitzvah, which is made for the benefit of people, is actually a religious mitzvah, which is affecting Hashem, affecting the whole world, affecting the whole purpose of creation, that they wouldn't accept. Veheir Anovi Lanigam, and therefore, this Novi, the prophet, they waked up the people to conduct their life, Mashat Tzorech Lehem in Achukim, and they gave him this type of mitzvah, which is a need for a person's civilized life, and also from Oysis and Oysim, Lishma Dura Kabul Kukov, and purposely, this Novi gave also signs and wonders in order that people should accept. In other words, all the stories in the Torah is there, the miracles is there for one reason, for the benefit of the people. But it is for the people and for the people only. Now, if we people decide this is not for our benefit, today, modernist time, we could change our laws to control us to better. So nothing is tying you. You're not bound by a religious bond that you have to stuck to this thing. Of course, they wouldn't believe that it's going to be reward and punishment in the world to come because of that. I'm going to try to rebuff this argument, and this is a very popular argument. And this is most of what we see many people, unfortunately, argue this. That those more conscious secular people have, not like the first. The first one have no conscience at all, they're behemoths, like animals. But the second level, who are more responsible, the more conscious, the more decent, and they agree, you have to belong, you have to be associated with synagogue, you must have a serious to belong some, if it's conservative or modern orthodoxy, but you would say, wow, but what gives you the right to take certain things and to ignore certain things? So they say, obviously God has created the world, no question, and he gave us prophets, and he made us nisim, he made miracles, we don't deny that, but why? So therefore we celebrate Pesach, we celebrate Sukkot, all the symbolic term, which is true. What for? He says, well, of course, Hashem want to prove there's a God, there's a creator, and he wants people to live a happy life. People shouldn't step on each other. So he made rules and regulations, which is the benefit of mankind. And that's what Torah is supposed to be, and that for. In order that people should accept and should fear it, God made his novice, he gave tools for this Navi and for the prophet. They should fear him, they should respect him. But that's the whole purpose, and that's how it's go. But to believe in Scharva Oinish, that in the world to come, life after that, why should we believe it? You live once, and all the religion is made for your self-improvement. Now those people, you have to be able to respond. And he says, Agon and Yiroi Levayr are going to see to explain Ma'aseh Shleim, what we have, Min HaTshuva, it's B'Kitzorah. He's sure to give you an answer against this question. And I will give it to you, Alderech HaMnius Vaskoma. He always, the Chavis always comes and he rebuffs things from two directions. First, Amnius, it cannot be like you say. And the proof that why it cannot be. Vaskoma, and then logically you will have to accept the Torah. Not only about disproving this, this crazy argument, but I'm going to give you logical arguments in the opposite, why it's beautiful to think the other way. First, let's see the negative, how not, why it cannot be your argument. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more above him, Roimom, L'shanus mina, G'm Yishmo Chazav Olav, V'yoyme V'shmo Yimar Shalom Omar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more above, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more, and to take it at the minhagim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created in the world is all a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As you say, Murabu Masecho Hashem, how great are your deeds, Hashem, Kulam B'chokhmah, since everything has been done with Chokhmah, with wisdom. You have to know nature is wisdom. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go out of his way and be Mishana his minhagim, he should change his conduct, he should go against nature, it cannot be that Kodesh Baruch Hu had changed his nature for the sake that nature should be in existence. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, created people, and he wants the people to live. Let the argument say you're right. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, you want a timer. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the religion in order to improve man's life for your benefit. But who created you? Hashem. So what does Hashem do? In order to prove to you that you should listen to the Nevi'im, to the prophet, he let the Nevi'im change nature, make miracles. I mean, you are part of the nature. Kodesh Baruch Hu will take his own minhagim and all his conduct, and he will let him change for what? For your self improvement. I mean, you are part of his creatures, but Kodesh Baruch Hu created you. Says Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Na'alim roimam l'shanus mir." Kodesh Baruch Hu is much more above in order to change his mir b'mishum chazal to a person who is denying him. Kodesh Baruch Hu will not go and make a miracle to a person who denies him. V'yomer b'shem Hashem Umar. I mean, this Novi came, Moshe Rabbeinu came, and he made us miracles. But this Novi tells us, keep Shabbos, put on tefillin, keep Torah mitzvahs, gmul v'oinish, reward and punishment, everything he tells us. So obviously, if you say, if your argument is right, he's lying. Then the Novi is lying. Now he tells all kind of things, which is not true, if you are right. Now, if he's lying, Hashem will let him go and play around with his creature, with creation, and change around things, should make a moifes. And the Novi should come, should make a moifes, should make wonders. The im who miyaser oisem bechazve al Elohim el Elohim. Also, what does he do? The Novi. The Novi comes and he says Musa to the people. And what does he say? You better listen to God, because you have to listen to God and do so and so and so. And what is your argument? That he's lying. God never said so. But why is he warning you? You better listen to God. If not, God will punish you. And he's the first one who's not listening to God. He's lying according to your definition. It's a beautiful argument. It cannot be. In other words, if you take a secular, semi-secular Jew, he says, well, I believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. I believe he made miracles. Okay, you believe. What does he say to you? He say, but what he says gives you all kind of detailed mitzvahs in order to listen to God. That's he made it up in order you become a smart, a good man. He was a very smart man, and he knew the only discipline the Jewish people would keep him in exile, keep him Jews, is by making up a bunch of laws, which has nothing to do with religion, it's nothing to do with Gmul V'Oyin, it's just all man-made. And it's, why does he say that God told you to do it? Because, you know, they wouldn't listen to him, so made it up, God made him to do it. He says, what do you think? He's going to, you consider him a liar, and why for is he lying? In order to bring you to God at a time when he's the one who goes against God. He's the one who's lying already. So how, and why, and God will make miracles to him. So God will never make miracles, let a man change around nature, a person who is lying to him. Even also, he lied purposely for the benefit. He's really chastising him with his lying. Elohim is lying to God, Elohim, in order to bring him to God. We have to know also, any kind of prophecy is the prophecy which is being shown to a Novi is not more a bigger ness than to be Mishana Mina. In other words, Hashem should speak to Moshe Rabbeinu just as well a miracle, then he should be making miracles. He should change the splitting the sea. So this is on the Derech HaMenius. It cannot be that you argument. You want to argue Moshe made up the religion for our benefit. It's man-made religion. That's not acceptable. How can you accept for a moment that it's just to be a man-made religion? It's all of made-up stories. And Hashem should go along and let him make miracles. And Hashem should speak to him. That's not acceptable. But Derech HaSkama, in the other argument, where you could rebuff his argument, through positive argument. I'm asking something. Suppose I could prove to you, your question is, you don't believe Hashem is involved in your private life in a moment to moment, to second, so therefore all the words of the prophets is true. You can't believe it. Hashem is involved in general terms for the benefit of mankind, but Mulva Oynish is affecting, Avdita affecting Luchas the world. You can't believe it. So I'm asking you, suppose I do prove it to you that it is true. Was approved to Ilu Hoyom is Bara Beroy Bru Shuken. If I would prove it to you, everything which the Torah says is so. Hoyom in Adina Moshe Chachov, would it be proper that you should go after the Novi? You should listen to everything. Kera boy is Borach Mashana Minik, will a Mara Moitis al Demish any day at Erech Hotev Shore. Obviously, Kodesh Boko would not show the proofs, he would not give Moisim to a man who doesn't know how to lead you in the right way. Because had chosen those Nevi'im, those prophets, who should teach us the justice way, the right way. And again, who should lead us after we have seen the miracles. It's only we should rely in all kind of all our combined life and all our conducts. And we would have been already committed to him, to the king and to his ruling, without our intelligent explanation. In other words, if I bring you proof, okay, let me give you a motion. I want you to listen to me, and I say to you something. I say as follows: if you're not going to eat kosher, and if you're not going to daven every day, if you're not going to do this and this, you're going to die. Pastor Shalom, tell a person, listen, you're going to, in 30 days, exactly this and this hour of the day, you are dying. Unless you're going to do so and so and so and so, you could redeem yourself. They look at me and say, you're crazy, I'm going to listen to you. I mean, who are you? He says, God spoke to me. You are dying. In 1 month from now, in this and this hour, you're dying. Unless you jump off the roof. Then you're going to save your life. I gave a study to such a thing. He says, who are you? Says, I'm going to show who you are. You see now, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a beautiful day. The sun is already shining, rising. You would see exactly 7 o'clock, all of a sudden it's going to rain. You're crazy. The sun is out there. Why would 7 o'clock rain? Sure enough, 7 o'clock it rained. And today is Tuesday, and I'm telling you, Wednesday, tomorrow, it's going to be an accident, 2 cars right in this corner. And a red car with a blue car. Okay? Tomorrow, a red and blue car, sure enough, there's an accident. And I give you Moisim. I give you such a sign, such a miracle. Now, I showed you 1, 2, 3, 4 such a miracles. Now, you see, I have control. I know what I'm talking. You better do this and this. If not, in a month from now, this house, you're dying unless you do it. Will you do it? Of course you will do it. Now, I would say, no. God made it a mercy. God gave you this truth in order that we should listen to you, things which is benefiting mankind. But why should I accept that if you're not going to keep Shabbos, you're going to die? You have to put on tefillin, it has to be square, it has to be black, and it has to put in the splashes, and one letter is not working, then it's holding his posts, Sabrochol Avatola, all this kind of little detailed things. I mean, where is the logic to rationalize when you believe in the Novi? Now, we speak in the second group of people, those people who can deny facts, those people who do believe in the Torah's stories of Nisim, Moisim, of Nevi'im. It's a fact, it's a non-deniable fact. So what is the rationalizing? Yes, we will celebrate Pesach because believing in Tzius Mitzrayim. We believe in Kriyas Yamsuf. We believe in Mamat Har Sinai. But they don't believe in the detail. With the same Moshe, they believe Moshe exists, but they don't believe the detail. With Moshe, was really not serious. It was only giving us a bunch of little things, which in those primitive days was needed to take these primitive slaves coming out of Egypt to civilize them and to polish them. But today we all civilized, really. There's no difference. So therefore, you could rationalize. So that Sechel comes. I proved to you this man has power. I proved to you the man has Moshe, which you approve. How come we don't buy the whole thing? That's a logical argument against this kasha.
So it seems like this group believes in Torah Shebichtav, not Torah Shebichtav, not Chazal. No, they might agree with Moshe says, but they might say, but who is this rabbi who didn't make the miracle?
No, in Moshe they can't believe either, because they have no concept of any of the mitzvahs. I mean, Moshe automatically started in Chazal. Moshe explained everything. In other words, no, the only belief in the Torah, the part of the Moisim, which is historically documented. I said at the beginning, there's a good reason why Christianity and Islam are accepting the stories of the Bible. It's not because they're religiously believers, because in reality, rationally, you must accept things which was historically done. Nobody could deny Hanukkah, nobody could deny Purim. I don't could actually Samson because it was there, and this is documented in the Egyptian papyrus, which they found. You know, they found in the Egyptian historical, they found the papyrus, history scripture, which is in detail. This was written exactly in the time by an Egyptian. It was written in the time of the Templates of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they describe very in detail what went through in Mitzrayim, which is very much information of the Torah. They found it. We don't need this proof, but any logical person knows that anything which took place in a publicly, in documented publicly, my Rebbe used to argue this. This is one of the mitzvahs of Yedias Hashem, that those stories do not have to be accepted because of Amunah, but those stories are not called Amunah Hashem, that's not believing. Because some Sefer says it very clearly in his last Tshuva in Yerideya. So there's hardly anything that we have to believe. Almost everything is knowledge, he says. Even it says the story of Adam and Eve in Gan Eden, all of these things, we could rationally accept the story. Not necessarily because the Torah told us to us. It's because from Adam and Eve's existence, almost everything was testified by people. How much you think was from Moshe Rabbeinu to Adam and Eve? Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who wrote up the Torah. He wrote all the stories of Adam and Eve. Do you know how many links there was between Adam and Eve and Moshe Rabbeinu? There's only five people. Only five links. Moshe knew Yocheved, his mother. Yocheved knew Yaakov. Yaakov learned Torah by Shem. Shem knew Mr. Sherach. Mr. Sherach knew Adam. Mr. Sherach was 200 and some years old when Adam died. So obviously, Adam told, I mean, the American Revolution, there's more than five links in the American Revolution. Is anyone questioning the stories of the American Revolution? There's many books and many events. Maybe some little things to dramatize, maybe we'll put on certain things. But the overall story, is anyone doubting that if ever Lincoln existed or Washington existed, maybe the whole story is a fairy tale? I want you to Moshe Rabbeinu and his generation, and the Am Yisrael which lived in Mitzrayim, they knew much more thoroughly all the little details of Bereishis Bara Elokim, everything which happened till Yetzias Mitzrayim. They knew it better from their traditional stories which was given over, transcended in their family, because they were all identified, they were Jews, they were identified, they were the prosecution in Mitzrayim was actually their identity guarantee. The fact that we Jews were being hated and being persecuted is actually our guarantee that we know that we are Jews. No, but I'm a Jew, because my father is a Jew, and we all have the traditional stories. Now, other tradition, and actually this is what the Chasam Sefer Tanis, there's almost not one issue in the Torah which has to rely totally on belief. Except one thing, he says, unbelievable. If you have to believe anything in the Torah which you have no... Say, all the story of the Mabul, all the story which has happened in the flood, you don't have to believe it. You have to deny facts. It's something which was tested, people saw it. And Shem was in the Mabul. He was there a year in the Ark. And Shem learned, teach Torah, Yaakov. So we would say Shem had not given over everything which he heard. And Shem was 100 years old at the time of the Mabul. So he knew Mr. Shelach. He knew Mr. Shelach for a long time. Mr. Shelach died on the beginning of the Mabul. So at least for 100 years he knew Mr. Shelach. And Mr. Shelach knew Adam Arishim for 200 and some years. So all the events which took place in these 10 generations between Adam and Noah, there was one man, Mr. Shelach, linking it and giving it over. So Noach learned from Mr. Shelach, and Shem learned from Mr. Shelach. Now, the next 10 generations from Noach till Avraham Avinu, there was a man, Shem, who was 100 years old, who got everything from Mr. Shelach and gave it over directly to Yaakov. Yaakov learned already to tell you about Shem. Shem the Eved. And Yaakov Avinu gave it over to his children. And when they went down to Mitzrayim, they were all knowledgeable people. So the whole history of the 20 generations from Adam until Avraham Avinu was witnessed by two people, by Mr. Shelach and to Yaakov. Direct down from Mr. Shelach Shem into Yaakov. Yaakov gave it over to all his children. And that was the guarantee which kept them melamed shehoyim metzionim, shon, they were identified in Mitzrayim. Now when Hashem made sure that Yaakov should give it over to his daughter, granddaughter, which is a Hevet, it was Levi's daughter, and Yecheved was the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Goyel of Am Yisrael. So all of a sudden, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, write down the history from Bereshit whatever came, and all little details becomes Torah, and you're not allowed to omit a letter, you're not supposed to add a letter, and the story has to be done documented to exit. And he writes down the story, everything from Bereshit until Kabbalah Satayra. And before Kabbalah Satayra says Jews, he says, let's read for you the Torah, which is that's what the Rabban said first, it was written, the Gilas first was written portions. And he reads some history from Bereshit born until Kabbalah Satayra. And he stands a whole nation, 600,000 grown up men, which they were a nation with historical documentations that a certain pride is suffered for as Jews. They were identified as Jews. What was their identity? That we are the descendants of Adam and Noach and Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and so on and so on. And the whole transition of the generation was exactly documented, and they all knew it. And all of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu reads off the Torah to them and the story. Now, and he says, does anyone have any questions? Does anyone not like? Well, it's a contradiction, which we always knew. They were spoken up, they would not accept. He tells to send a bunch of floats what they should do. And Hashem will come out here, Hashem will see them. And they should accept all these new laws. He gives them 630 mitzvahs at a time when he introduces himself with an historical event which does not agree with their knowledge. Understand? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu include it in the Torah? And actually, what does the Torah should have started with the mitzvah Chodesh Hazelchem, Rosh Kadoshim, the mitzvah which started right then. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu not start the Torah in the Parshas Bo, Chodesh Hazelchem, Rosh Kadoshim? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu start with Rosh Hazelchem, Rosh Kadoshim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to his nation in the Torah, included in the Torah, all the historical, all the creation from beginning till the end, the Hashem created the world and so on and so. It's one pshat. But the deeper pshat of that is, Hashem included in the Torah a whole chunk, the whole sacred versions until Yetzias Mitzrayim as a part of the Torah. Why? Because this is the foundation of Torah. Because this part you're accepting on your own rationality. This is not something that you have to believe me. You all knew it before it was written there, historically. And I made them as a part of Torah, and I, Hashem, who I put them into the Torah, and which you all in agreement, on top of this foundation, are giving you the 630 mitzvahs. Now, if you can't deny this historical event, this is the second group, they have to accept the stories which took place. It says, Atem Eda, you are my testimony, you are my witnesses. Enechama, you eyesight saw what happened. You saw the ten plagues, you saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, you saw Kriyas Yam Suf, you can't deny it, and therefore it's not being denied till today by all the religions. Why do you deny the other part of the Torah? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all these miracles? And why made HaKadosh Baruch Hu make everything done by you? You don't need a Novi, you don't need a prophet to introduce Hashem, that Hashem is a creator, and Hashem makes miracles. You saw it all along, you know all the Nisim, all the 10 tests that Abraham Avinu went through. All the things Hashem gave to you in such a way, an undeniable way, in order now that you should be logically, irrationally bound to all the other requirements which the Torah requires you in every little detail, you should be able to accept logically, rationally, not as blind faith. Because now see, I saw Hashem in action. Now why did Hashem demonstrate all this? In order to reinforce his domination and his control and his rights to give us the other ununderstandable mitzvah, the rituals, which you want to call it rituals. So those modern people want to do that. All the spiritual things is nothing but all the ritual acts from all the other religions. Just like that is, let me say, nonsense. Doesn't make anything to do with godness. It's just a kind of habit to make people together, keep people identified. So is our mitzvah. But really, it's not that important. That's what they try to say. It's not. That's the rational answer on it. It cannot be. Because our documented historical event is a part of Torah, just like all these ritual mitzvahs. Just like this, you agree, this is true because you saw it, so is the ritual mitzvah a part of the Torah. Moshe Omer, like the Pesach, Yiroh et Hashem b'ni v'melech. V'chol shkem mishenei Moshe Sodeh, and even more, he said before that we are required to accept him as a king and as a ruler without me'en chach, without having to have to understand. Like Shlomo Melech says, Yiroh et Hashem b'ni. Be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my son, because you know this is Hashem. You are here. V'chol shkem mishenei Moshe Sodeh, and especially you have to be more respecting than through the miracle to whom it happened. But Shnei HaPonim Hem Chayovim, through these two arguments, we are commanded the Kabbalah Sotavi to receive the Torah. One was the Meniyah, which he said, your argument cannot be. The second was because of the positive thing that you see everything comes from Hashem. Kamo Yisomel Chochem, in this actually the Chochem it says, Havinu Psoim Ormo, understand fools, understand the Ormo, this trick. You fools, try to understand your heart. It's all logical arguments. And we don't want to accept this logical arguments. Why? Because we declare in the electorate rather to remain fools or stay fools. So those are the riba for the second group. And actually, today, most of the people today are semi-religious. Somehow, they're tied into the synagogue. They have to do something which this traditional Judaism are in this unfortunate second category. They accept the stories, respect this because historical events, but they try to logically to rebuff, well, can be through all these little details as to any meaning. And this is very important to learn the Chavis of others, to teach us these two paths to give us this insight. Andre Gashlish, yes.
What was the one thing you said the Chasam Sefer said we couldn't rationally believe?
Ah, you're right. The Chasam Sefer says the one thing where we have to use belief in Torah's Moshe, the one that could is to believe the story in the Torah, the dialogue which went on with Bilam with his donkey. Bilam went with the donkey and there was a dialogue. The donkey opened his mouth to start speaking to Bilam, and Bilam answered him, so I would have said I would have killed you, and the donkey told him, don't you, I send you so pious all the time, and so on and so. The whole dialogue was went, there was nobody there except the donkey and Bilam. And Bilam, of course, wouldn't be the one to tell the story. It was a big embarrassment. Who said the story? Hashem said the story. Now, here you have to believe. That's what Chassam Sefer says. The whole Torah, you don't have to believe, because even the story of Adam Arishon, Adam said the story. Everything which went through with Adam Arishon, he told it. He teaches Sheis for the son. All the, and obviously, Adam said it to Mr. Shelach, and Mr. Shelach, obviously, as we said it to Shem. Hashem said it to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov said it to Yocheved to Moshe. And here it is. We know the story. I know stories which is family traditionally passed down in our family alone for the Chassam Sefer, for the Chassam Sefer. You know, we defended the Chassam Sefer. So all the time, the seventh generation. I'm much farther away from the Chassam Sefer. I'm the seventh generation of Chassam Sefer. Our link is seven links. And at the time when Mamat Harsina, 600,000 growing up man, was only five links away from Adam Arish. Right? Adam, Mr. Shelach, Shem, Yaakov, Moshe, and Am Yisrael finished. So it was all documented historical events. So the only thing which later when the Torah documents, Yetzias Mitzrayim of course was a public manifestation, every little detail. 40 years in the Midbar was again the same thing. And then the Tanakh going into Eretz Yisrael, and the Jewish people are the most particular documented people, because you could see if everybody could fight for something, they fight. If there's only a chance to interpret something, you're not to agree with it, better utilize it. Wherever there's two Jews, there's three opinions. That's Jewish nature. Why is it so? To guarantee the absolute validity and the truthness of any event. The only thing which you're stuck with, which you can't get out, is something which you see with your own eyes. So Hashem made sure that the foundation of the religion should be built so that you should not have to be rely on faith, on blind faith, on fanatism. You have to be part of it. Yes.
What about Adam himself?
Adam himself found himself, and then he was.
But who was a witness to what happened to him, though?
That's before. Okay, we're talking from the time of Adam's existence.
Adam, that's important.
Okay, you still that of course that's belief. That's belief.
Everything
that
happened to Adam is
anything which from Adam Arishon and till today, we don't have to believe, we have testimony for that. Except the story of Bilam with the Ephesus donkey. Of course, before Adam Arishon, there was no man testifying yet. There we need belief.
Kri continue with Santa Shmain Sharavidas Rabakim, Lefkuf Samach Dalat. Madrega Shlishi is in the third level of people. We count it 10 that Madregas, the way people relate to HaKadosh Baruch, to the Torah, the way they believe in, the way they accept Avodas Hashem. So Madrega Shlishi is the third Madrega. Noshim, those type of people, Shishon is Barra et from Amitas HaTorah. It absolutely has been proven to them, and it's clear to them the truthness of the Torah. The Choshvu, but Ahaebed interpreted in the thought, Kihi Mechesed Alakim, all the Torah in the mitzvahs is coming from the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order Leyashir Bo Briyoiso Bo Elmazeh, in order to straighten out his creatures in this world, Elani Goisem Bo Elbilvad, in order they should live this lifestyle down here. The value and the benefit of the Torah is a benefit down in this world. But not to reward them in the world to come or to punish them. In other words, there should be religious people down here in this world. And the religion has only a value for people's for mankind down here. But this has absolutely no effect in the world to come. And therefore there is no schar v'onish. What makes the mistake for those people who interpret that the purpose of a Torah is only for this world is because in the prophecies and in the Torah, when they speak about punishment and reward, they only speak very clearly in this world, but not in the world to come. They have a question which mistakes them. That brings them to this mistake. How come it's never ever mentioned in Torah Shebiksav? In the entire Torah Shebiksav, it's not mentioned reward and punishment in the world to come.
Neviim
also not. It's always in this world. And obviously the Neviim had proven to see something is there, because the Neviim is a definite proof to say if you're not going to do tshuva, rain will not come, and rain didn't come for 3 years. All the punishment was down in this world, and all the reward, and in Pasha Vechikois and Pasha Skisova, the Teichichoi, we're going to give rain. All of this all in this world. So they could say, how could it be such a fundamental cardinal belief that everything which you do here is affecting the Olam Habo should not once be mentioned in the Torah and the Neviim? Kvar Heirich Rabbein Isadi Zichon Lebruch, Pasha Vechikois. Rabbein Isadi explained it in Pasha Vechikois, Mashi's Barer Boy. Bittel Doris and Oshmelovich, and Sidegon already destroyed this argument. Now, obviously, there's a reason to fire. There's definitely a reason. And all the Inifig Mulva Oilish is really in Torah Sheval Peh. Ubisifran Vim also, when Sidis explained the Sifran Vim, Simonim Chazok, Munyonos Chai Vaj Balam Avazbo, he says, Lechoyer, it is pretty clearly hinted in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, Schar Vaoilish Boilam Abo. But you need the Torah Sheval Peh should reveal that hints. But there is many psukim in the Neviim which, once you believe the concept of Schar V'Onesh Bo'Olam Habo, you see it's really clearly, pretty well clearly written in Tanakh. For instance, Mehem, Mashom the Posizot Kiskol Maisa, Kiskol Maisa, all deeds Elohim Yobi B'Mishpat, Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring into judgment, Al Kol Nelam, all hidden things, im toiv v'imro, if it's good, if it's bad. Now, obviously, what does Shlomo Melech says? Kes kol ma'aseh, all deeds. It means anything which has to do with this world, with the benefit of this world, is a special good deed and special bad deeds. Man does kindness, does chesed, you understand, should be rewarded in this world because he affected this world. A person killed, murdered. He did something bad, obviously. But how should this world, why we live here, if Schar V'Onesh all stops in this world, how would Kol Maaseh, every deed, be judged? See, if this world is connected to the world to come, and this world, as I always explain, is nothing more than a computer, and every deed is a button, and every button push has a printout somewhere, has an effect, a negative or positive. Yes, this concept, you understand what the Pasuk says, Kes kol ma'aseh elokim yovi b'mishpat. All deeds Kodesh Baruch Hu brings into Mishpat, al kol nelam, all hidden things, even on your thoughts.
im tovim ra. It's going to be valid if it's good and bad. Because, yes, that's... So you could see the whole concept, which we say, that this world is nothing more than a data processing, that you are affecting the world to come with all your deeds, and everything is either good or bad. And therefore, I care, Elohim Yovim Mishpat, Al Kol Ne'elam im tovim ra. So I could understand why it's called Ma'as is affecting. With this concept, you can understand the Pasuk. But if you would take that the old Torah mitzvahs and the facts, the cause and effect of Torah mitzvahs only affecting people down in this world, where does this Kol Ma'as come into the picture? It's not realistic. Now, for instance, take animals. Now, animals, obviously, their deeds are not affecting Olam Habo. They're not data processors. They have no free choice. Okay. So if you can see by animal, you could see reward and punishment. It's very obvious, not Kol Ma'as. You would care that the squirrel on which tree is climbing, is it affecting anything to do with it? There's nothing to do with it. If you have a nice, sweet little animal, that's what he has to do. You reward him, you're feeding him. It's vicious, it's bad, you're killing him. But Kol Ma'as, do you care? Kol Ma'as, every little thing, a mosquito, how it flies, is it affecting every fly, what it's doing? No. But we have a chira chavshis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this cause and effect, that whatever we're causing down here is affecting, any little thing is affecting, this relationship only could come in Olam Habo. In Mehem, there's a posting of what Shomer Malachi says, V'asoysem Roshoim, Ki Yiyu, Eifer, V'asoysem Roshoim, the Rishon will be squashed. The Rishon will be squashed, like they will be grounded. Ki you, Eifer, they're going to become dust, ashes. Tachas kapos seglechem under your feet. The yom in the day, asher in oise, which I will do. Malachi says, in the day when I will do judgment, the mishpat, says Malachi, the Rishon will be crushed and grounded, and they're going to turn into ashes, and they're going to be spread under your feet. Beyond in the day Asher and Yosef are doing. Now, obviously, when is this? It's only the Olam Habo. It's a noob shot. I mean, what kind of punishment is it in this world? Omar, the Pesuk says, Marachos Shebeshaftem Re'isem. We said, you will watch him, Bin Tzadik L'Roshah, Bin Oivel Kim L'Asheloi Avdoh. I'm going to value Bin Tzadik L'Roshah, Bin Oivel Kim L'Asheloi Avdoh. And Bin, the one who serves Hashem, the one who does not serve Hashem. Now, what does it mean? I'm going to see the difference between a tzaddik and a rosha, and avdoi, and oivid elokim, asher lo yavodoi, the one who serves Hashem. And the Gemara says, this is tzaddik and rosha, it says oivid Hashem lo yavodoi. Says the Gemara, either I'm going to see the difference, I'm going to separate between a tzaddik and a rosha. I can understand, it's very obvious, this is tzaddik and a rosha. Why is not going to look and also research, when oivid elokim, the one who serves Hashem, when asher lo yavodoi, which didn't serve. I mean, the one who serves Hashem is a tzaddik, one who doesn't serve Hashem is what? Is a Rosha, so he said Tzadik V'Rosha. Says the Gemara, Eile Dove V'Shishayin Espir Kamei Apomim, V'Shishayin Espir Kamei Apomim V'Echad. You can't compare the one who learns his learning, this Gemara, 100 times, goes through his learning 100 times, the one who goes through 101 times. The one who goes through 100 times is not yet Oved Hashem, is not yet serving Hashem. The one who goes to 101 times, now become a servant of Hashem. Now, who could evaluate, who could judge this thing? Shaftan v'Isa, I'm going to see and evaluate between Tzadik v'Rosha, the difference between Tzadik and Rosha. Well, that's obvious. But between Oved Hashem and Oved Avodah, the Oved Elokim and Oved Avodah, the one who serves Hashem doesn't serve Hashem. The one who learned 100 times says Gemara, the one who learned 101 times. Only Hashem, what could it affect the world? What could it affect him in reward that he gets a title Oved Hashem by one extra learning? Now, obviously, this change, this effect, this result which the world benefits from this person by learning the 101 times more than over the 100 times is not logical that this is affecting this world for the benefit of this world, however it is the world to come. The Baal HaTanya already explains this Gemara. Says, why does a person become Oved Hashem, a servant of Hashem, makes one extra time? 100 times is a tzaddik. There's a tzaddik and there's an Oved Hashem. You could be a tzaddik Oved Hashem, you could be a tzaddik without being Oved Hashem. Oved means extra dedication. Avdus, a special avdus. And what makes a tzaddik is if you learn 100 times the Gemara, you're a tzaddik. If you don't learn at all, you're a rosh. If you learn 101 times, now you got an extra title, Oved Elokim. You continue to Oved Elokim. So it's what makes it 1 time learning more Oved Elokim. So the Baal HaTanya, in those days, in the Gemara's time,
It used to be, in Novi's time, Torah Sheba'al Peh was never written. Everything was written orally. So it was the style, that was everything was learned 100 times. That was the style. Just like today, you learn 3 times, hopefully, at Gemara. And those days you learn 100 times, because it has to be memorized into your head, exactly the text. Torah Sheba'al Peh. People knew Shas, people knew all the Chazals, all the interpretation of the Torah, the oral Torah, they knew it perfectly. So it was like inscribed on them. How? Because they learned it 100 times. So since 100 times was the standard of natural learning, so with that you had not devoted yourself, you had not proven that to Ovid Hashem, Ovid Elohim. Well, that's normal. If you went and learned 1 extra time, you could say learning after 100 and 101 times. What will it add? Well, this he gave for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that showed avdus, that showed dedication. I became a servant of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So actually, what the Baal HaTanya tries to say, every avodas Hashem of today, which is standard, in other words, for instance, put on tefillin is standard, davening between is standard. Okay? Now, if you take on a little bit extra on your own, over and above standard, that makes you Ovid Elohim. If you make the standard avodah, you're tzaddik. But if you go on and take on a certain extra doing on your own effort, now you become Ovid Elohim. Omer says, Yotzi v'royu, Yishai Novi says, Yotzi v'royu b'pigri anoshim, went out to see with pigri anoshim, the dead bodies of the people, apoyishim dos sinners, apoyishim bidos who sinned me, ki tolatom, the worms, like Thomas, will not die, the isham, in the fire, like Tichbe, will not be extinguished, they're going to be a shame for all flesh. Now here you see very clearly, he speaks to Olam Haba. We're talking about dead people. What's the question? Those people want to argue that Tzchar V'Onesh is only in this world. It's only for this world, in this world. Reward and punishment only in this world for the benefit of this world. There's nothing to do with Olam Haba to come. What does the Shai Novi say? Go, you saw Pigri Anoshim, the dead bodies of the people, the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim which have been dead, and you see the punishment. What is the punishment? Now, it doesn't mean really the physical punishment, because you see a dead body, the worms will never die, obviously. They do die. They become bones. Elamai means to say the spiritual body will never die. They're being punished. The Isham Latir, the fire is never extinguished. You don't see fire in the bones, you don't see the great fire. Obviously, means the Gehenna. That's hell. You see very clearly. The Shainovi says identifies very clearly that there's such a thing as punishment for the dead person after dying forever. Hoy droyan oilam, they're going to be for everlasting shame. But Omar, the Pasuk says in Tilam David HaMelech, Morav Tufcho, how great and how multitude is the goodness, Asher Tzofanto Liriecho, which had put away for you once to fear you. Hashem is putting away, it's a layaway plan. If there's no oilam abo, what is now Shetzofanto? Why are you laying away? For out of the which you do, you activate those who trust in your Negev and Odom. Boma the Pussy says further, I'm going to give you Mahalchim. I'm going to become, you become goers, you become growers, you're going to become a Hoylech. Otherwise, you're going to continue to go, continue to climb forward. Bein Ho'im De'ela, between those who stand here. And who are those who stand here? In the world to come, the angels, the spiritual beings, are called Oimdim. They are standing. They don't grow. A Malach has no way of climbing. A Malach has no way of growing. We in this world, we are called Hoylech. We are Goyers. You go either up, you go either down. A Malach is called Omed. He's standing. He says, "Nesatlochom Mahalchem, I'm going to give you Goers, being Oimdim, those between us." Means that when you're going to die, and you being your neshama are going to go between this oimdim, between those stations, standing, malochim, you're going to continue to be mahalach. Like I said, tzaddikim ve'elchim l'choy l'choy, they go from might to might. Tzaddikim eilem menucha bo'elam azeh ve'eloi bo'elam abo. Tzaddikim have no rest, not in this world, and not rest, not in the world to go. But in this world they have no rest, they continuously grow and grow in avodas Hashem. And to the extent that you have no menucha, don't give yourself menucha. You get up in the morning, early, go to running, and you have no manucha. In one big rush, getting up, getting to the mikveh, getting to the shir, getting to daven, getting to work, getting home, getting to shir again, and mitzvahs, and you're rushing. So you're hoylach. So you have no manucha in this world. If you have no manucha in this world, Hashem will help you. We'll have no manucha in the world to come either. No manucha.
Because the benefit of the world to come is that you're also climbing over there. You're climbing according, you're climbing down here. You continue to grow. It's a very big gift that Hashem gives. I don't think when you die you're going to be frozen, okay? You're going to freeze in the stage where you are, that you're going to sit back and benefit forever. Suppose you die with a blown up cheek, with a toothache, and so you're going to have a blown up cheek all your life, all forever. You're going to go on. And it means to say that the growth which you're growing in this world will continue to grow in the world to come. So obviously, when he says, Zecharia Novi very clearly identifies the hint of the world to come. So I mean, the argument which those Madrega Shlishi try to say, we don't see any clear written prophecy about Olam Habo, all this Pesukim shows Olam Habo. No eye ever saw outside you Hashem what you going to do, Lemchakel, those who look forward. It means to say, Novi says very clearly, in this world nobody ever got even rewarded. Daniel says, Novi, many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth, means dead people, your Q2 will be awakened. This speaks very clearly about Chiyas HaMeisim, very clearly in the Torah. But Rabbi, many me, Shane, those who sleep Adma Sofer in the dust of the in the graves, your key too will be awakened when Mashiach will come and it's going to come the end of the days. However, for what will they be awakened? I mean, many will be awakened. Who are the many? Ele lechay oilam, those going to be awakened to live forever, oilam abo, the ele is lecharofas lidroinonim, for punishment and for shame forever. Why does it say the Rabbi and many? Why doesn't he? Isn't everyone going to be awakened? Well, I'm saying it maybe because I don't remember seeing it, so I can't take full responsibility for it. Tchias HaMeisim will affect two elements of people: those who have to be rewarded and those who have to be punished forever. But there are elements of people who just like animals. They are slaves. I mean, they get a certain agoy. Who hasn't got who was not affecting the world to any great extent, and to the extent it was affected, God already rewarded him in this world. He got his food, he got his pleasure, he got his good, his bad thing. Also got his effect. So there's no point of waking him up, because there's nothing judged. There's no effect to wake him up. What will it? Since Rabbi Meishene Adma Sofer, many. Also, it's a little bit contradictory, because the Ramchal brings in Derech Hashem that. No, it's not contradictory. Mamash falls in line. He says it's a different chazal. They say the Mashiach will come. We have to know that the stage of Tchias HaMeisim. What does the stage of Tchias HaMeisim look like? How does it look? What, when will it be? We have to, I mean, I'm just giving you the way the Ramchal illustrates it according to few Agoras Chazal. We see the world the way it is now. What is the world missing? Actually, the world is very ready for Mashiach. But what's in Mashiach? Mashiach is a message. Ekira v'yedi kol yoshve imolo oretz edeyes Hashem. The whole world will know Hashem. The truth will be an absolute truth. Everyone will be accepting the truth. And everyone will react to the truth the way it should be. That's the era of Mashiach. And I think the world body is very ready, because you see there's a certain unity in this world. There's a common, there's a media in this world. There's a United Nations in this world. This common talk in the world, any word which is being spoken, any word which is being printed, in any event which took place, in any place, the Olympic, no matter where, it's an immediate event in the entire world, on the spot. So when you see the Mashiach will blow with the shofar, and the whole world will shake up, and the whole world will hear him, you could see it today, scientifically, technically, it's available. If anyone could control the main satellite, and could neutralize all the other broadcasting satellites, and it starts broadcasting, and the whole world is today full of listening. Yeah. And all of a sudden Mashiach is speaking, and you see miracles. And then when this truth is going to come true, then eventually the truth comes true. Yet you also know that Am Yisrael is born in Matam, we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the chosen people. And all the world on golden platters come, go Jew, go back there to Israel, build the Beis HaMikdash, build the Beis HaShlishi. And all of a sudden we going to those who are worthy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who put in Avodah now. Immediately, the Yetzer Hara, they're going to be abolished. if they will be killed or not. It's a machlokes. It's a very little happen, but no questions. Will be abolished. We're going to become. That's what the Ramban says. Moalash, first the stage will be Shaftan Shem Alekecho. You're going to do tshuva. Then the children are going to do tshuva. Then Meshav Hashem Shavuscho. That's going to complete tshuva. And then the fourth level of tshuva will be. This is the fourth chesamaisen. This isn't this right. It could be today. It could be mamash today. The next one will be Mol Hashem Eslevochu Zazach Hushbochu will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. Says the Ramban, because they come to the level as Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden before the head, before the sin. It means it's already here, but it doesn't have to affect it. Keep him outside. Yeah, that was a Nachash, but Nachash before the sin it was outside. So will be the Mashiach will come and the whole world will recognize the truth. So the guy will recognize the truth, will give you the highest respect, will help you to serve Hashem, and they're going to be privileged and honored to serve you because you are serving Hashem, and you will serve Hashem with all beauty, all cleanness, because Mal Hashem is Lavafri, you're not going to have any Yetzirah inside. It's going to be totally, it's going to be an outside thing, and that's the way we're going to be living and serving Hashem like Adam Rishon before the Chet. This is according to many various opinions in Chazal, but that's going to take something minimum like 40 years. This is mostly accepted. Arboim Shona Okut Bedor, every Tkufa is 40 years. And after when this Tkufa, this era, came through, and the whole world had the privilege to serve us, and people will be born and die, will be natural people, everything going to go on. And when Shivit Malchus Bilvat, the difference will be Shivit Malchus. The whole world will pay tax to us, it will respect us. That's really the only difference in Mashiach, and the Yetzirah will be an outside factor. But then, according to the Ramban, which I mentioned it once here, then will Tchir Samesim come. And Tchir Samesim, according to the Ramban, it says, Umusayim, Elfecho Shloimo, 1,000 years for you, Shloimo, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umusayim LeNoitrim. Umusayim, and 200 to those who, Noitrim, who watch and preserve, and look forward, says the Ramban, the gematria for Mosayim, Mosayim, Vemosayim, both Mosayim is 206. Says the Ramban, that Elef Lecho Shoymoi, the final 1,000 years which belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yom HaMashiach, which has to be, will be Mosayim LeNoitrim. At least 206 years will be in the last 6,000 years. Before the end of the 6,000 years, at least 206 years we will live together, as you say here, Rabbi Yishen Opa Yukutsu will be awakened. That means all the Jews, all the Neshomas who lived in this world, who are worthy for Tchias HaMesim, will have to enjoy the benefit of Tchias HaMesim in this physical world at least 206 years. Either would have been Zoycha, would have bought Mashiach 500 years ago, the Tchias HaMesim would have taken much longer. But if you stretch it out to the end, Mashiach cannot come till the end because we were not worthy. It's be'itoy, in its time, not achashem, it's not going to be advanced. How much is the latest time? So there must be at least 206 years, that's what the Ramban says, that Tchias HaMesim will enjoy in this, it's still in this world. Now this world could only be from here to here, 6,000 years, which is only 250 years away. That's what the Ramban says. Now before the Tchias HaMesim, now what is Tchias HaMesim? So how will it happen? So the Ramchal, in the Rechashem explains, that after the Moshe HaMashiach will be finished, if either this is 40 years, the Gemara's opinion, there's 70 years, opposed, I think, third opinion, how many years? Okay? I think 400 years. Now, if this, the times of Mashiach will be finished, then all the mankind are going to go to sleep, going to die. Once, going to just close our eyes for a second. And then, those who are worthy to get up will get up. Now, who are the one who worthy to get up? Says Daniel. The Rabbi, many Mishene, from those sleepers, Adma Sofu, who sleep in the dust of the earth, Yakutsu, will be awakened. For what purpose? For what? One of the two purposes. Eile Lechai Oilam. Those have to be awakened to live forever, the Tzadikim. The Eile Lecharofo is Velidroin Oilam. Those to be embarrassed and to be ashamed, to be to punish them. Mitzrashoim. So obviously, who will Hashem bother to wake up? Either a Hitler, either a Tzadik. Hitler to be punished forever, and a Tzadik to be rewarded forever. Now what with this nice, simple, nice Hasidic nice guy, if he was not a tzaddik, not a rosha, he got rewarded while he was living. So he is not going to be awakened. So we say Rabbim, only many. Either somebody has to be awakened, either... Now, the Mabit, just for the sake of information, which is a very interesting information, many of us don't know, we have to know it. because the Mabit, which is a Kadman, says even Chassidim and even Goyim will be awakened. Even they're going to be rewarded for Tchias HaMeisim. The Tchias HaMeisim even for the God. Because the Brohra says Chassidim and Sodom have Olam Abo. Now Olam Abo is not only when you die today before Mashiach, your Neshama has Olam Abo. Olam Abo means a world in this world. And the world in this world, a world which is totally unknown to us, is the world after Tchias HaMeisim. Because the world after Tchias HaMeisim, in the 40 years of the Moshiach HaMashiach, or whatever it takes, we're going to be simple nature people as we are today. Only difference will be the external part will be beautified. The world will be beautiful. It's going to be no Yetzer Hara affecting us, and no, the going will not affect us. All the going will know the truth, and they will all be our servants as a privilege. Many people say, oh, you Jews, you say, Moshiach will come, you're never going to be a slave, you're going to be discriminating. The opposite. Every guy will be privilege, that he says he recognizes the truth, and it is a privilege to serve. This is going to be a privilege that he can serve a Jew. That's going to be why Mashiach is here. But then when it comes to the time of after Tchias HaMeisim, then this world will exist in a spiritual way. Till the Mashiach times, if we're getting married, we enjoy physical life, and we eat and this, and the mitzvahs is still going on. There's advice of Shlishi, there's korbonos, there's everything will be there, just like Shlomo Melech Beshatoy. Just like Shemech will be the highest peak in respect of a thing, the only difference will be Mol Hashem Slavavcho. The Yitzhara will not be in us anymore. Just like Odom Rishon before the Chet. In Odom Rishon before the Chet, the world was already a physical world and enjoyed every part of the physical world, but they had a full knowledge. The Ra was outside, and that will be the Yimois HaMashiach. But after Yimois HaMashiach, after Tchias HaMeisim, it will be that we will be in our physical body, but living total spiritual, no food. No marriage anymore, no death, then you're going to live. That means the neshama and the body will be the same. The body will enjoy the same benefit as the neshama. And this is going to be actually a beautiful preparation, because it's being explained in the Sifra Hakira, it's being explained. Every transformation from era to era, there must be a medium who makes the bridge. Where something, the Maral speaks many times about it, must have something of the past or something of the future. And as a matter of fact, this the Maral explains, that the transformation of this existing 6,000 year physical world to the time of Nitzchias, of ever, that this world will be transformed into a spiritual being, which will be no time and don't know physics, is going to be spiritual. Okay, that's, so we have two things, physics, world, and then we have a total conversion into total spiritual being forever, no more time, no end. This after this Yom Shekunah Shabbat, it's already in the 7,000 years, and then it's going to be forever. What is the bridging element where you have something of both, which bridges that? It's going to be after Tchias HaMeisim. Because in after Tchias HaMeisim, we will have the world, we will have the globe, we will have our bodies, but it's going to be in a Nitzchizdiger stage, no aging, no things, no nothing, no fit, no. So you have the Gashmias in the stage of Ruchmias. Yimois HaMashiach is a first preparation. Now you live physically, you have all the benefits, you have the enjoyment of physics, except in the Yetzirah is here, except it's not inside of you. And then, so you say, this is what Daniel says very clearly. So we, this third group, which tried to deny the world to come, and they tried to say, yes, it's true, the Torah is true, punish and reward, but only in this world. That's what, the only thing which exists is this world, nothing beyond that. Because no Novi speaks about it. Occidentalist Daniel speaks very clearly about Tchias HaMeisim. And he says, Rabbi, many will be wakened up, those who sleep in the graves, but they will wake up, Ela, those to be rewarded, and those are going to be for, to put in embarrassed forever. Rabbi says, many, not everyone. In Mehem, and then you have Masha Omar, the prophet says, Nishai, V'olach lefonechot tzidkech, you see, your righteousness is going to go in front of you, Kvod Hashem Yasfeko, and the honor of Hashem will collect you, will collect all of this. Will accept you. So obviously, see very clearly we're speaking about the future. Many psukim here, which is very clearly hinted in Novi in Torah, that there is reward in the world to come. You can't explain this psukim only with the fact consolidate them, which Chazal tell us. Then comes the fourth level of Hashem. Anoshim people, his kind ben avshoisam, who had established in their life birur haTorah, that exists in the truthness of the Torah. Also the truthness of reward and punishment, even the world to come. They accept this too. They accept the truth as true. Okay, we accept, we know, we are aware, we're going to give accounting for all our deeds, even it's going to affect us, even the world to come. However, Ele shenav shoysam hitu oysam, but their nefesh, their animalism, their body, dented them, pulled them, gravitated them, elahavas oyram, to the love of this world, v'tavoysam, in the pleasures of this world, v'lok chumase avoido limtsoidois, and they took all the maisim, all the deeds of the avoid of service which you have to do, only limtsoidois, they only trapped themselves and fooled themselves. Yotsudu b'eno oylam, they're only going to fool the world. The kibla atoyre, they only accept toyre begiluam, outwardly, v'loibimotsum, not inwardly. V'lshayna with their tongue, v'loibimotsum, not with their heart. K'moysane, like the Pesuk says on those people, the thief, with the word, with only with his mouth, shalom esrei yudaba, he would speak peace with his friend. However, bekir boy, in his inside, yosim or boy, he's going to plant his trap to trap. Whenever possible, befil b'sfos of kibduni, with his mouth asleep, he will honor me, Hashem. Beliba, however, his heart, richak m'meni, is alienated, is distant from me. Now, what does he say? This is a typical me. I'm sorry if I may admit myself. I'm identifying myself with this fourth group, unfortunately. I mean, that's become Baal Tshuva. I'm not between the first three groups. It's an obvious lunatic. But the fourth group I am. What is the fourth? Yes, of course, there's Charva Oynish, Boilem Azeh, Boilem Avoh, I'm accepting it. However, I'm a hypocrite. I am a hypocrite. I'm not living up even to my beliefs. You see me the outside. I'm supposed to be a nice Jew, a good Jew. That's only the outside. Am I acting just as well inside than outside? Am I just as alert? Am I just as conscious? Am I dedicated in area which nobody notices? Now, there's many madrigas in this hypocrisy. There's many madrigas in hypocrisy. There's people who are almost hypocritic. In the inside, they're going to simply cheat and lie. Now, what makes me to become a hypocrite? Not because I worship hypocrisy. Not because I'm vicious, because I'm bad. No. I'm an alcoholic. I'm drunk to my tithes. I love so much this world that I just can't focus enough on the truth. And leave me alone. That's the fact. I would say take an alcoholic who doesn't want to be an alcoholic. Doesn't want to be an alcoholic. He really would like to be off of it. But when he's next to the bottle, he can't stop. He just can't stop. Now, when he's away from the bottle, he will preach, he will lecture, and he will say beautifully, you're not supposed to drink, you're not supposed to. But when he's next to the bottle, he just loses himself. We are alcoholics to the time of Salam Azeh, and we could never be away from the bottle, because the Torah does not let you be away from the bottle. You can't be abstentionist, you can't be away. You have to take care, you have to get married, you have to make business, you have to be all of them. And since I have such a havas Salam Azeh, I love so much this world, that I don't live even up to my standard. But at the same time, I know and I believe that you have to be a righteous man. So outwardly, I'm righteous. I'm embarrassed for you not to be righteous. This is simple. This is the fourth element. We believe in everything, we preach in everything, but the love to this world, we're so gravitated to this world that makes us simple hypocrites. And the outside, the inside, are not the same. And this is most of the different people is in this fourth element. Comes a high level, Hamadrega Hamish, the fifth level. And we imagine we didn't met halfway. We see a sort of Madregas. This was the scale from 1 to 10. And this is already the fourth. We have still six Madregas to go. I found my station right in the fort. I'm pretty Hamish here. I'm home. Now I expect me to graduate more six classes. I mean, you know, she has to give me six more lives to go through. Hamish is the fifth. I mean, let's be honest. This is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy could be a little too. It doesn't have to. How much hypocrisy you need? I mean, the way the Chavis explains it later. You're davening. Okay, inside, outside, you're davening fine. But all of a sudden, you realize in the middle, you opened up by accident your eye, and you see somebody's watching you, and you give one extra krecht. It's hypocrisy. Finish. That extra. He made a shoot of this. So he said, this became a shoot of to the Kodesh Baruch. He gave a partnership to Kodesh Baruch. You were davening to Hashem and to this guy. You give one extra jump, one extra hint with your hand. That you gave for this guy. So Hashem and the guy is worshipping the same. It's also hypocrisy. That's it. This is the fourth element. This is hypocrisy. Right?
No. So this is what it means when people say, we're Hamish here, you can come and join us. This is the Hamish.
Oh,
you said you feel Hamish here.
No, I said it to me. I find myself, you know, I couldn't then find out between the first three levels. The question, I'm a full mind, I believe in all of my verses. The first thing is obvious. That's why Skyman of Shabiru Ratav, you know, Torah, Mitzvah, Kibur, we know everything. But I'm still not living up to it inwardly as outwardly. Why? Not because I'm bad. Because I love this world. I'm intoxicated. It's, I love the COVID. I love this. I love that. And that love, this, my body is still subjected to this world. I couldn't depart from it. It's not because, it's not ideologically done so. It's not viciously done so. It just, I have a side of my fear. The battle is next to me and I can't control it. This is the problem. I can't find it, that's it. You don't have to dig further. A Madrega Chomish is come the fifth Madrega. Anoshim people in this battle and call Mashik Dami, you know, tell me to say, Mulwan Jibalimas, Abalimabo. People who know everything, everything is the first four elements. However, this is already a little higher Madrega. The same love to this world as the fourth element, which keeps doing things differently, inwardly than outwardly, here, the motivation of Kiblu HaTorah, they accepted the Torah. The Kiblu the Kabbalosa and they intended to accept Torah was done, Lagia L'Gmul Elohim, in order to get both Olam Habo and also the Shevach Bar Odom and also to get praises from people Ichvoy the Olam Hazeh and just to get the Kohen in this world. This is the one who is a Choynev who tries to serve both. We are Shituf HaNistor. This is the silent partnership. You're worshipping two partners silently. Now, what's the difference between the fifth and the fourth? The fourth was a hypocrite. Outwardly, he did a beautiful job. Inwardly, he neglected totally Hashem. So he didn't make a partner with Hashem. He always worshipped one. Outwardly, worshipped Hashem. Inwardly, worshipped himself and people. In motivation of people. That's the fourth element. The fifth element is already, no. He's never abandoning Hashem. But he says, but why can't I simultaneously also do it for people too? So the motivation why you're so devoted to Avodas Hashem, you always try to make a mitzvah that you could please both, you could please yourself, because you love this world, you love the honor, you love the respect. So you will do things, Hashem and people together. You serve yourself, Hashem together. What? The Peres Loi. It's not the same thing. That's something else. We're going to talk about it later. It's a different thing. That's not in the motivation. You have to perform so that you should be accepted by both, but that shouldn't be the reason. Here he speaks about the condition. The Kiblu HaTorah says, Elo Shehitu Oison Ashrei Son Abasoylam, the love to this world has dented them, that the Kiblu HaTorah, the Kiblu BeKabbalosa, they accepted the Torah, and they intended, why do we receive Torah? Lagia Legmul Elohim, in order to get rewarded from God, and also the Shvach Ben on the place of the man. That's what I'm talking. Otherwise, the foundation of your religion is built to be an accomplished person in both worlds. Might as well benefit the enjoyment, the covet of this oilam together with the oilam abos. It's a shitfus. You made a silent partnership between the people in this world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Mishnah says. Is it there Shivar Odom is something else? It says, I'm motivated to serve Hashem and Hashem only. And I'm doing everything with Hashem. Ah, now the Mishnah says, since you're so dedicated to Hashem, but don't neglect this world too. And remember that you have to be respected, should be something which your beautiful people do, because that's Kiddush Hashem. Now they should tell to you, listen, this man is only doing... In other words, as the Mishnah says, Dafka those who serve Hashem and Hashem only, then they are very much inclined to totally refuse to think and to be tolerating this world. Who cares about you? And are going to do crazy things, like many people used to do. And this was one of the things which was an objection. There was the certain Musa, the Navardika Musa movement. They used to make all kind of crazy Meshudana things in order to embarrass them, and they justified it, because that's what the Chayyim is going to learn, Shara Precious. As long as you can't detach yourself from this world, you have to do all kind of extreme others to discuss this world. The world should disgust you in order to get detached from the world. You have to need the rocket which should pull you off or pull you away from the world. So what did they do? They used to go into a drugstore and say, baby, can you fix my shoes? And the guy looked at me, absurd, give me sugar. Oh, what are you? Drugstore, go to a shoemaker. So they'd embarrass themselves, like you know, they didn't want to find kindness in nobody's eyes. Or they went to the middle of the Fifth Avenue, all of a sudden they took off the pants. Why are you taking off your pants? He meant for sugar. But he said he made an exercise, because the loch is, if somebody walks over to you middle of the day, somebody, the pants are sharpness. I said, look, you have to take off your pants. Because sharpness, ain't chokh mutun and Hashem. So he had to exercise. How do you know I'm capable of doing it? So might as well think it's sharpness. So he made an exercise, like a soldier makes an exercise. Now, this was okay to practice to get away from the world, to be left at the world. But once you got there and you reached it and you couldn't care about the world, now listen, don't do such a thing. That's what the Mishnah says. If there Shivara or conscious to first law is, it should be for both. You have to be Mekad Hashem Shaman. But as long as you're still a drunk, you have to go to shelter. You have to go to shelter too. You have to do all kind of things and have to get away. Okay. So we should have five elements, right?
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.